job's all he replied. God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in his shoes. Said you really might know what it's like to sing the blues. Then you really might know what it's like. Said he was in love. Said, don't worry about a thing, baby, darling, the man you've been dreaming of. But 3 months later, he said he won't date or return her call. And she swear, goddamn, if you find that man cutting off his balls. And then she heads for the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. They call her a killer and they call her a sinner and they call her a whore.
To name that sound and win is coming up tomorrow morning at 6 with Jesse and JD. Rocks.
And
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92. JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what to do with this diapers and drinks situation. So I got an email titled Diapers and Drinks. Immediately, I think this went to the wrong inbox. This can't be for me. But as it turns out, it's my buddy Bill and his wife Phyllis, who are about to have their very first child, and they've decided to have a little bit of a shindig.
Now, the best thing about a diaper party for me, anyways, and this is like a big thing for you know people that are about to have a baby, for the dudes, you have a diaper party, all the guys come over, you black out, and they bring diapers for you. And I had one for my first son, Nixon. This is forever ago now, but all my buddies showed up. I had like 30 guys at my house,
yeah.
And everybody brought at least one or two big things of diapers. I had diapers, man, for like the first year of Nixon's life. I would just throw them all in the basement, go down, grab them. And at the same time, they are so much fun. It's just you and all your buddies. You're watching sports. You're playing poker. You're getting way too drunk. You're talking about what it's going to be like when your life is over because the kids are gone. It's awesome. So go there and support your buddy.
Are diapers expensive, by the way? Dumb question from the half of the room that doesn't have children, obviously. But, like, that's right in the invite. Like, you can bring one of two things, it sounds like. Either, like, a box of diapers if you want to, BYOD. Or if you want to, you can bring a children's book, as I understand.
No,
that's the other thing they're looking for.
No, screw the books.
Yeah, they were saying bring diapers. Those must be pricey.
Oh, diapers are so expensive, man. And, like, you know, you go through them so quickly. The worst part about diapers is not buying them. It's changing them.
Right.
The whole thing is awful. I'm so glad I'm out of that stage. But, yeah, make sure you go there and support your buddy.
So I usually punt in situations like these, to be honest. I don't typically go to things like this. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what to do with my hands and what the whole situation might look like. Like, what does Jackie do while we're there? Because she got
Jackie's not going.
She bought the books the other day. What do you mean she's not going?
A diaper party is like for the guys. The dad has the diaper party. All his buddies go. They black out. They get him diapers while the girl's off doing a baby shower thing.
No, so the email invited both of us. Like, I got a plus one, and, like, couples are coming. And
why?
I think this might be a shower.
Like a baby shower?
I think so, maybe.
You don't go to a baby shower.
We don't go?
No, you're not an old uncle. Like, you don't go to a baby shower. The only baby showers are for the women, aren't they? That's what I always thought.
That's what I thought until I got an invite to something called diapers and drinks.
No, the best part about this, you got to tell Jackie right away, listen, I'm going with the boys, and that's it. This is a boys thing. That's what the diapers are. Let the girls go somewhere else and have their drinks and try on dresses and stuff like that. You go with the boys. It's like a bachelor party, just like in a living room. Very contained fun, but it's awesome.
I sense we might be talking about two totally different things here, but if anybody has any advice on either diapers or drinks, send a text.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings!
CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as it crossed the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is a hard thing. Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. Come down. Oh. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning to fly.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Who can tell us more about diapers and drinks? Apparently that's a kind of party people throw now. Up until a few moments ago, Jesse and I thought we were talking about the same thing, but as it turns out, I got invited to a baby shower.
Yeah, like a diaper party that I know, that I've been to, that I've even hosted myself for my kids, is awesome. All the guys get together, shenanigans goes down, it's like a little mini bachelor party, and the father-to-be gets a whole whack of diapers to set them up for the future. What you've described is a full-on baby shower.
Yeah. As I got to reading the email from my buddy Bill and his wife Phyllis, seems as though you're not only invited to bring diapers to said party, but also children's books if you want, and then everybody, both sides of respective couples, all co-mingle and probably talk about the miracle of childbirth, I guess. I don't know what small talk passes at an event like this.
Yeah, reading's overrated. Make sure you bring the diapers.
No books, eh?
No, kids, like, what? The kid can't read. The parents got to read it to them. It's a chore. Don't do that.
If you know anything about diapers and drinks, check in at 929292 like rockaholic Wolfpack Jordan did.
I would not be caught dead at anything called diapers and beers. I don't want to go too far here, but if there's not strippers there, that's a baby shower, JD.
Yeah. So maybe this is just my ignorance showing. Guy's never been to a shower before, but I really didn't realize what we were in for here, that this was a full-blown baby shower. I've heard so much about these situations, never actually been to one, fellas.
You're 36 years old, right?
Yeah.
How many more years do you think you got left on this planet?
On the low end, two or three. optimistically, I'm halfway through the journey.
Okay, so let's say you got 27 years left, right?
That'd be nice, yeah.
you don't have time to go to this baby shower, man. Like, even if it's 3 hours, that's 3 hours way too long. You run from diapers and drinks. If it's a diaper party with the boys, you go. If there's women involved and dresses and all that kind of stuff and little toys for the kid, get the hell out of there.
No, even the diaper party. I'm sorry, boys.
No.
Here's my $50. Let's go to the pub. There's no way I'm going to anything. No, because then your wife's going to make a diaper cake, and you got to take that out of the car. You're going to look like a big goof. No thanks.
Okay, what would you do if you're like a dude and let's say you know money's tight and you get $50 from all your buddies, right? That money is going to video games or going to the bar or something like that. You're not spending that on diapers. That's why the diaper party was so good. When I had my diaper party, I had nothing. Like I was like, just grandma, can I borrow $40 for the casino, please? And all my boys came over. I got 1 year worth of diapers. I'll never forget it. It was awesome. You bring the diapers. I disagree with you there.
There's no baby shower. There's no bridal shower. There's no Jack and Jill stagettes. Forget all that. This is where we got to hold on to some traditions, boys. We got to stay men here. Band together, no diaper parties.
So do I need to try to splinter these two gatherings? Like drive a bit of a wedge here? I don't want to break the couple up, obviously, happily married Bill and Phyllis.
Oh,
but
Lord, no, man. You send some diapers and totally kayfabe that event.
Kayfabe the event.
Yeah, JD, you got to make a stand here. Maybe these people are just naive. It's their, like, journey into parenthood. Is this their first kid? So they don't know.
Right.
You got to educate them. In fact, give them mine and Wolfpack's number. We'll talk to them.
Okay, so if I go to Costco and buy, like, a pallet of diapers and then just put your two phone numbers on there and go, hey, talk to these two, that should suffice?
Yeah, you ain't going to that, JD. We're getting you out of it.
I would be glad to teach your friends a life lesson.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings.
CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92. It's the CJ 92 Halloween Howler, October 26th at Grey Eagle Event Center with Stone Temple Pilots and the Blue Stones. Tickets on sale now. Get all the shriek-worthy details at CJ92.com. The CJ 92 Halloween Howler at Grey Eagle Event Center. CJ 92 rocks.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
After a relaxing day of checking off my fall to-do list at London Drugs, I get to relax some more with this new foot spa. Indulge in some Swiss chocolate and listen to my spa-inspired playlist on these new headphones. London Drugs, where checking off fall to-dos feels good. Shop for deals in-store and online at londondrugs.com.
Excuse me. Would you mind waiting until you're home to use your foot spa?
Oh, right.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15 until October 6th, dine-in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
Right now at Walmart, you can save 27% on a bottle of Tide Simply Laundry Detergent. Now only $7.97 each. Plus, sign up for Delivery Pass and get 90 days of free unlimited same-day grocery delivery. Visit walmart.ca for details.
Belmont, proudly developed by Anthem. Enjoy boredom-free living with a future field house and library, all just 5 minutes south of Stony Trail. Tour 14 show homes or explore online at BelmontCalgary.com. We are growing places.
At Calgary Co-op, we know you want more this fall. More crisp air, more changing colors, more comfort food, and of course, more for your dollar. That's why we're bringing our members more every day. More savings through the app, exclusive pricing, and earnings on every purchase, including 6 cents back on every liter of fuel. So get more from your fall with your Calgary Co-op. Earn 2 cents per liter as Calgary Co-op bonus cash and 4 cents per liter as annual member earnings. App download and registration required. Visit calgarycoop.com for terms and conditions.
Hey there, it's your friends from Toyota. We see you eyeing that Tundra. Already picturing yourself hauling so much firewood that your chainsaw's hiding behind the shed. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 4.99% with $6,299 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, Monday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Tap the Talk Back mic on the free iHeartRadio app and talk with us. CJ 92 rocks.
They shot a movie once in my hometown. Everybody was in it for miles around. Out at the speedway, some kind of Elvis thing. Well, I ain't no movie star, but I can get behind anything. Yeah, I can get behind anything. Get it out, get it all out. Yeah, stretch that thing. Make it last, make it last. Least in the shop that rains. Well, taxi driver, life till the rhythm.
Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Happy Monday! to everyone except...
Yeah, happy Monday to everyone except for the cop that followed me to work today.
Oh.
I was about to get on the highway and there was a cop in front of me. And I was like, well, I guess I got to obey all the traffic rules before 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sucks.
Which is like one of the perks of getting up so early, right? It's like the road is basically yours.
Yep.
So I'm stopped at the stop sign like I've never done before. I'm waiting for the guy to go and then he goes and then there's a red light. I'm like, well, I can't treat this like a four-way this morning. And then I get on the highway. I'm like, I got to go the speed limit. He followed me basically all the way to the end of the ring road. And then off he went.
Hands are probably locked at 10 and 2 like a loser.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't even have my foot out the window like I should drive in the morning.
It's the worst, isn't it? Happy Monday to everybody, except for Conor McGregor out here trying to convince everybody he'll ever fight ever again.
Showing the same shot over and over. The step back, back, Conor. The step back, back. Over, go. And he did a me on my step, but go forward. He smacked him back. He stood his ground and smacked him back. And then he went forward and got caught. It's only boxing. You get caught, you catch someone. For sure.
That was him ringside at the Anthony Joshua fight. If it didn't make any sense, that's because no one could understand what he was saying.
Have you ever seen a fighter's fall from grace this hard? Like even like Mike Tyson back in the day when he was going through all his crap, he was still fighting.
Mm.
Like all the best, they still fought. Conor McGregor just runs his mouth and does not fight.
It sucks because I think he wants to fight. That's the worst part. The UFC is just icing him.
Happy Monday to everyone. But this week, which feels like the end to golf season. My golf group chat, which has got a bunch of people in it, where it's like, hey, golf this week, and then everybody just kind of like latches up those tee times. Nobody is biting on anything anymore. Everyone's busy. Kids in this, kids in that. It feels like after this week, October's going to hit, and we're pretty much done.
Looks like we got a couple nice days this week, hey?
Yeah.
Like, might be like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then that might be it. So anybody on the fence about playing any golf, this would be your last opportunity, maybe.
I've got my last tee time booked on Saturday in Canmore, and I don't know if I'll get out again.
Happy Monday to everybody, except for the comments sections on the posts that the Flames made announcing their new jersey sponsor. The fans are not happy from what I'm seeing.
With the Play Alberta?
Yeah, for those that didn't see, you know, Flames are going to rock the same jersey sponsor the Oilers are up the highway, which is Play Alberta, which is like the government-regulated gambling program.
Yeah.
People sure seem united in hating that idea. I don't see one person in defense of it.
And what's the reason?
The idea being is just like gambling not only shoved in your face.
Everywhere.
Everybody seems to be pretty over that. Yeah. Also, Flames and Oilers were one of the only teams left, both those franchises, that didn't have jersey sponsors until this year.
Cha-ching.
Ugh.
Money talks, I guess.
Doesn't it?
Happy Monday to everyone, but Genesis Place in Airdrie. My youngest son, he practices there about 3 to 4 times a week. And there's a booster juice located inside of the rink.
Oh, no.
I'm not joking, man. Like, it's become a joke, like, with the parents. Oh, there's Jesse going for a booster juice. I can't stop. And, like, I don't even want it. I'm just an addict for it. So I walk in. I'm like, okay, don't. Oh, here I am getting a pomegranate passion. I can't stop. I cannot stop.
Are you having only one a game, or how many are we having?
Oh, no, one a game, but, sure. Like, there's booster balls, there's wraps, like, it's just the whole thing. I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Completely forgot about the booster balls. Yeah. Finally, happy Monday to everybody, except for me, the guy who had a dream about the boss on the weekend, and the boss got really hurt in the dream.
Was it a sexual dream?
Thankfully, no. Those are mostly over for me. But in this dream, the boss was on a ladder at my house.
Yeah.
While Jackie and I were watching him trying to water one of my plants way up high in my place. As he's on the top of the ladder, I see the ladder start to tilt, like you know a ladder's about to fall.
Here's your chance.
And we both just watched him come crashing to the floor. And not move after the fact, laying there after falling off a ladder in my dwelling.
Wait about an hour to call 911.
Two.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92.
Lies, I'm your reason, alibis, I'm inside, open your eyes.
CJAY-FM,
Calgary,
and iHeartRadio station, CJ92.
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
I saw what I would call the creepiest movie I've seen in a long time. Not the scariest, but pound for pound the creepiest. Finally saw Long Legs on the weekend.
Yeah, starring Nicolas Cage. The movie is dark from the start to the finish. It makes you feel weird and uncomfortable the entire time you're watching it. Not a movie I'd go, you have to see, but definitely if you want to watch something that'll take your mind off the world, it's a great little watch.
Unsettling, I think, is probably the best word I've heard for it. Because, like, at no point are you like, the thing's about to happen. It's not that kind of horror movie, but it's the kind that just fills you with this sense of dread the entire time.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
I don't think I'd felt that probably since I saw The Witch. I don't know if you ever saw that, like, early 2010s, I think. Same kind of feeling, right? I went and saw that one in the theater, and I wanted to leave for, like, the whole 2 hours. You're just so uncomfortable, and I had the luxury of a pause button, obviously, with Long Legs. Almost went to see it at the Canyon Meadows Cinema, only because I'd heard, you know, if you like horror movies of any kind, whether it's scary or dread or whatever it might be, that this was one you'd want to see in the theater. But regardless of where you watch it, I would recommend the hell out of this to kickstart spooky season.
Yeah, when I was watching that movie, I was trying to think of a character that I thought was creepier than Nicolas Cage as Long Legs in the movie. And it was hard for me to come up with one. Like, he is playing one of the creepiest people I've ever seen on television. And good for him for being able to like transform himself into that guy. Like, if you've got nothing going on, like you said, for spooky season, put Long Legs on that list.
Instantly into my favorites as far as horror movies go. What's going on with you?
Just wanted to share a little dilemma I have right now with my son's hockey team.
We love dilemmas.
So my youngest is playing out in Airdrie for the Airdrie Stars, and it's like just nonstop hockey, right? Like, we're playing like 6 times in 3 days. Every single day during the week, he's got a practice or a power skating. So you're with the parents a lot, and you start to mingle and getting to know people. And they sent out this merch link to buy merch for the kids' team.
We have merch now.
We have merch. So right away, I hop on there, and I got the email in real time. So I opened up the merch link right away within a second of getting it. I'm going through the T-shirts and the hats and the toques and the sweaters. And I'm like, oh, this is a nice sweater, which JD's looking at right now because I'm wearing it.
A very nice sweater, yeah.
So I buy it, $50. Some money goes to the organization. Okay, cool, get it. I'd say an hour and a half after ordering my new swag to support the team, the moms in the group chat go, all right, got an idea. All the moms are going to buy this sweater, and all the dads are going to buy this sweater. And then when we go to the game, we look like a team. All the moms bought the same sweater that I bought.
Oh, no.
And it's unisex. It's not a female sweater. It's a unisex one. But the moms have decided that it's the female sweater for the team.
It's the mom sweater, yeah.
All the dads are wearing the black ones. So yesterday, I show up to the rink, and I'm like, oh, look at all the dads looking sharp in their black and green sweaters.
Oh, no.
Look at the moms with the wine in their travel mugs wearing the gray sweater. And there I am with them, the only loser out there. I tried my best to be a part of the team, and now I'm wearing the mom sweater.
If it makes you feel any better, it's a great hoodie. Like, if you hadn't told me that story this morning, I probably would have asked you if I could order one for myself. It's a great-looking hoodie.
Apparently, it looks better on females.
Might order one for Jackie.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's the CJ 92 Name That Sound Contest. Your next chance to name that sound and win is coming up tomorrow morning at 6 with Jesse and JD. Rocks.